We're going to look at your eyesight, especially for children. We have Dr. Felicia Timmerman, the pediatric optometrist at Cooper Vision, joining us to talk about myopia, or we know as nearsightedness, where things in the distance are blurry, up close is somewhat clear, but apparently it's becoming an epidemic. Doctor, why is myopia an epidemic? I didn't think this would be something that's happening. What do you see going on out there?
Well, good morning. I'm really excited to talk about this topic because it's very important. So just speaking of the prevalence of it, by 2030, it's anticipated that 50% of the North American population is anticipated to have myopia. So we're seeing this prevalence not only here in North America, but globally. But more importantly than that, we're actually seeing children develop this condition at a much earlier age. And that's concerning because the earlier the onset, we know the faster the progression. So that means bigger changes in their myopia year after year.
So I ended up getting glasses probably in junior high or maybe it was like eighth grade. That's where I couldn't start seeing the board. And that usually is the first indication, right? You can't really concentrate in your classroom.
Absolutely. So it's impacting anything that you're viewing out in the distance. So for children, that's going to be learning, playing, doing any of those activities where they need to see objects coming towards them. So for sports and other physical activities. And it's typically that sign that's going to prompt that concern that the child might have myopia. But children are great with adapting. So you might see that they're just moving closer to things to see much more clearly, as well as squinting, or they might start saying that they have headaches or pain around their eyes, or they might just ignore the activity altogether.
Doctor, do we know why this is happening to young folks?
Yeah, so of course, like any health condition, genetics is going to have a play in the overall development of myopia. But also, it's just how the world is adapting to near devices and near work. So, of course, that additional screen time and being on those near devices are having an impact in the overall development of myopia as well as the progression of it.
Almost sounds like evolution is causing us to be able to see up close, but who cares what's in the distance? That dinosaur and that tiger aren't coming after us anyway. This is crazy. What can we do to, I guess, maybe slow this down? Or actually, if obviously you're diagnosed, what's the best way to treat it? Lenses, I suppose.
Yeah, so there's an FDA-approved product, which is MySight One-Day Contact Lens, that is a dual benefit. So it's going to correct the child's vision to see clearly out in the distance, just like they would in glasses or standard contact lenses. But it also has an innovative technology within it that's also able to slow the progression of myopia. So this is at the initiation of treatment already at 8 years old. And so we're finding children are very successful in independently wearing contact lenses at that age already. So I always recommend speaking to an eye care provider to make sure that your children's eyes are nice and healthy, and as well as we want to make sure to treat and diagnose myopia at the earliest onset possible, because that's where we're going to have the biggest benefit in regards to slowing that progression.
So that's the benefit, obviously, of getting your eyes checked annually to make sure that if there's any kind of changes, you can catch that early. Well, can you get a little description of sort of how these lenses kind of work and how they kind of help slow the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So it really is that innovative technology within it. So when the child is looking out in the distance, they're going to see nice and clearly, just like they would in those standard glasses or contact lenses. However, in the periphery of that contact lens, which doesn't impact their vision at all or their quality of vision, it actually changes the light and how that enters the eye. And that sends a signal to the brain that's going to control that eye from wanting to grow longer. So it's all built within that contact lens, which makes it so great and effective for these children.
People want to find out more of some of the things we've talked about today. Also, good eye health. Where's some places to get some details, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. So Cooper Vision has really put a lot of education out there on their website, mysight.com. So I encourage parents to go to that to learn more about myopia, the MySight One-Day Contact Lens, and of course, always speaking to your eye care provider to learn more if your child is a candidate for this lens, as well as just to make sure that those eyes are nice and healthy.